It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for January 20th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is dauntless, spelled D-A-U-N-T-L-E-S-S. Dauntless is an adjective that means incapable of being intimidated or subdued, fearless or undaunted. Here's the word used in a sentence from The New Yorker by Anthony Lane. Doug, as dauntless as ever, travels to the stronghold of his foes. The entrance is shielded by one gate after another, each shunting into position with a mighty clang, and finally, in the movie's best gag, by a little sliding bolt, such as you might find on a garden shed. The history of the world is peopled with dauntless men and women who refused to be subdued or tamed by fear. The word dauntless can be traced back to the Latin word domare, meaning to tame or to subdue. When our verb daunt, a domare descendant adopted by way of Anglo-French, was first used in the 14th century, it shared these meanings. The now obsolete tame sense referred to the taming or breaking of wild animals, particularly horses. An undaunted horse was an unbroken horse. Not until the late 16th century did we use undaunted with the meaning undiscouraged and courageously resolute to describe people. By then, such lion-hearted souls could also be described as undauntable as well as dauntless. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.